As one small part of Sif's mind monitored the downward progress of Avery's wagon, another manifested on her data center's holoprojector.
Let me start by saying, Miss Alcigny, how grateful I am that you chose to conduct this audit in person. I trust you had a pleasant journey.
Sif's avatar wore an ankle-length, sleeveless gown of interwoven sunset hues. The dress highlighted her golden hair, tucked smartly behind her ears, which fell in waves to the middle of her back. Her bare arms flexed slightly outward from her hips, and this, combined with her long neck and elevated chin, gave the impression of a doll-sized ballerina ready to rise on the points of her toes.
"Productive," Jalan Alcigny replied. "I decided not to cryo."
The woman sat on a low bench before the projector, wearing the unremarkable attire of a UNSC middle manager, a brown pantsuit a few shades darker than her skin. The garnet glint of the DCS insignia on her high collar complemented her burgundy lipstick, the one flourish in her otherwise subdued appearance.
"These days, transit's really the only time I have to catch up."
Alcigny's melodic accent was subtle, but Sif cross-referenced her arrays and decided the woman was likely born on New Jerusalem, one of two colonized worlds in the Cygnus system. Through micro-cameras embedded in the walls of her data center, Sif watched as the woman put a hand to the back of her head, checking the pins that kept her long black hair bound up in a tight twist.
"I imagine the Eridanus embargo is all-consuming," Sif said, making sure to widen her avatar's eyes sympathetically.
"My caseload has tripled in the last 18 months," Alcigny sighed, "and frankly, arms smuggling isn't my area of expertise."
Sif put a hand to her chest.
"Well, I'm sorry for piling more on your plate.
I'll keep my testimony as brief as possible, skip the risk analysis of Madrigal's maintenance protocols, and jump directly to the actually," Alcigny interrupted.
"I'm expecting another party."
Sif raised an eyebrow.
"Oh? I didn't realize."
"A last-minute decision. Thought I might save some time combining his audit with yours."
Sif felt her data pathways warm. His.
But before she could protest, from harvest.ao.ai.mac to harvest.so.ai.sif.
"Sorry to barge in. It was her idea, I promise."
"Why are you here?"
"Liability. You own the box. I own the fruit."
Sif thought about that for a fraction of a second. It was a reasonable explanation. But if Mac was going to participate in her audit, she was going to set some ground rules. "Voice comm only. I want her to hear everything you say."
"Afternoon,"
Mac drawled from the data center's PA.
"Hope I didn't keep you ladies waiting."
"Not at all."
Alcigny removed a comm pad from her suit's hip pocket.
"We were just getting started."
In the few seconds it took her to power on the pad, the two AIs continued their private conversation.
"I thought you hated my voice."
"I do."
"Well, I adore hearing yours."
Sif assumed an officious pose, extended a hand to indicate Alcigny's comm pad.
"If you would refer to my report, section 1, paragraph..."
But while her avatar appeared calm and collected, Sif's logic quickly turned on Mac and lashed out before her emotional restraint algorithms could intercede. "Your flirtations are at best harassment, at worst perversion, not the actions of a stable intelligence. You are, I believe, well along the road to rampancy. And I must warn you that without a rapid change in your behavior, I will have no choice but to register my concerns with appropriate parties, up to and including the DCS High Commission."
Sif waited, core temperature rising, for Mac's response.
"I think the lady protests a little too much."
"Excuse me?"
"It's Shakespeare, sweetheart. Look it up."
"Look it up?"
Sif flung open her storage arrays and proceeded to jam all of Shakespeare's plays, individual files in every human language and dialect, past or present, into the data buffer of Max Comm.
Then she added multilingual folios of all the other Renaissance playwrights. And, just to make sure she'd made her point, that Mac had not only misquoted a line from Hamlet, but that his knowledge of theater and, by extension, all other subjects was a pale reflection of her own, Sif doubled back and crammed in translations of every play from Aeschylus to the 25th century absurdist dialectics of the Cosmic Commedia Cooperative. Alcigny looked up from her pad.
Paragraph
3, Sif said out loud. The delay had been no more than a few seconds, but for an AI, it might as well have been an hour. Alcigny folded her hands in her lap, cocked her head to one side.
Neither of you is under oath, she said pleasantly, but please, no private conversations.
Sif put one leg behind the other and curtsied.
My apologies.
The woman was smarter than most DCS employees she dealt with.
My colleague and I were simply comparing records of Horn of Plenty's manifest, in case there was any discrepancy.
Not wanting to lie, Sif quickly flashed Mac her record of what the freighter had been carrying.
Just his plays?
Excuse me?
I was hoping for a sonnet.
Sif pursed her lips.
But it seems we are agreed.
She couldn't see Mac's face, but just from his words, she could tell he was thoroughly amused.
Yep,
Mac twanged from the PA.
Two of us are right as rain.
Alcigny smiled. Please continue. Sif spun down her arrays and let her algorithms guide her core back to a more reasonable state. Her code calmed her feelings of embarrassment, confusion, even hurt. As her core cooled, she braced herself for Mac's imminent rejoinder. But, like the gentleman he so often professed to be, he wrote nothing in private, offered not a single flirtatious bite for the rest of the audit.